Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Veronica Edwards. As per the record supplied, Veronica Edwards was seen at urgent care on 2/12/21, reporting she injured her left knee at work that day when she tripped on a part onto the concrete floor, on a piece of rebar onto the concrete floor. Period. She was diagnosed with a sprain in the left knee and initiated on conservative care, including a knee sleeve and crutches. Period. She was cleared to return to work without restrictions as of 2/16/21. Paired in a paragraph on 2/17/21, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Crane, C-R-A-I-N. Period. She related when she fell, she landed hard on a steel plate. Period. It rarely hit the left leg harder than the right, but did injure both. Period. She developed severe pain and swelling in the left leg. Period. She had a prior history of a similar type fall about 1 year ago. Pritchie fell on concrete on that episode when she tripped over a piece of rebar landing on concrete. Pritchie did improve and was not having any problems at the time of this fall. Pritchie was not currently working. Pritchie x-rays of both knees were done on 2/12/21. Scratch that. And compared to the studies of 2/12/21, period, there was no fracture. Period. Dr. Crane diagnosed severe hematoma, contusion with numbness in the left leg, and contusion and hematoma medially on the right that was less severe. Period, he recommended heat and range of motion exercises followed by ice. Period, he was discarding the knee immobilizer and prescribed her Relafin instead of ibuprofen. But he also was going to keep her out of work and hold off on physical therapy for now. Period. New paragraph on 3/22/21. She was seen by Dr. Schall, S-C-H-O-L-L. Period. After his evaluation, he diagnosed trauma to the left knee, resulting in ecchymosis. Pretty thought it was unfortunate she had not yet started physical therapy, but was scheduled to do so on 3/25/21. Period, he felt it was okay to keep her out of work until conclusion of physical therapy. Period, he anticipated return to work full duty without restrictions at 4/22/21. Period, at this time, she could tolerate working in a light-duty physical demand level. Period. She followed up with Dr. Crane and his physician assistant over the next several weeks. Period. On 5/19/21, Dr. Crane referred her for an MRI of the knee. Period, she had completed her course of physical therapy. Period, the knee was swelling and giving way. Period, she also felt a clicking in the knee. Period, the right knee is doing well. Period, she underwent left knee MRI on 6/2/21 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph on 10/19/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. She was seen by Dr. DiBenedetto on 2/1/22. He diagnosed degenerative arthritis in the left knee with meniscal tears and bilateral knee contusions. Brady thought she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. He did not find any other injuries other than her left knee injury from 2/12/21. Brady could not attribute her complaints of left hand numbness, left foot numbness, back pain, and pelvic pain to anything that happened on 2/12/21. Appeared none of those complaints were documented in the records. Brady thought she had reached maximum medical improvement with partial disability. He thought she would have ongoing limitations. On physical exam, her gait was slightly antalgic. She could not heel or toe walk because she said her left foot was numb. She had decreased range of motion of the left knee because of pain. There was also a 1 to 2 plus effusion. She had well-healed arthroscopic incisions. There was global tenderness, but she had negative apprehension test. There was retropatellar crepitus, pain with patellar compression, and normal ligament exam. She had negative McMurray's and Apley's tests. She had stocking-type decreased sensation in her left foot and ankle. She had glove-type decreased sensation in her left hand. She last saw Dr. Crane on 2/9/22. The exam showed full range of motion. The portals looked good. The calf was soft, and she does feel like she had a strength deficit. He referred her for additional therapy. She had not been able to do therapy recently because of COVID symptoms. There was no description of her gait or utilization of braces or crutches. And underline this, in the visit of 12/1/21, it was noted there had been concern about swelling of the leg. She was sent for an ultrasound that was negative. Findings and conclusions on 2/12/21, Veronica Edwards stripped and fell at work onto both knees. She was seen at urgent care and diagnosed with contusion. She had a history of a similar prior injury about a year earlier. She quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Crane on 2/17/21. He initiated her on conservative therapeutic measures. She was also seen by Dr. Scholl on 3/22/21. Left knee MRI was on 6/2/21 to be inserted here. She underwent surgery on 10/19/21 to be inserted here. She followed up postoperatively and participated in some physical therapy. Her last visit with Dr. Crane was on 2/9/22. She did see Dr. DiBenedetto on 2/1/22. New paragraph, this case will be rated for the diagnosis of a tear of the meniscus treated surgically with partial medial and lateral meniscectomy. She also had chondromalacia patella of lateral tibial plateau that was treated with chondroplasty. And that is the end.